بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Allah. May Allah grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters at home or in the hospital. And we ask the ummah to make dua for our respected brother Soli Bhai in Linesia. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him shifa and sahha and afiyah to continue his good work and the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant shifa to our respected brother Soli Bhai from Linesia, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant him shifa on Kamil, and we need a dua for the Ummah inshaAllah. Few days left and then welcome the month of Ramadan. And I know I'm in a hurry to say Ramadan Mubarak and Ramadan Kareem. I just want to encourage the Ummah to feel the spirit of Ramadan before the time of Ramadan. Because the Sahaba, radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, used to keep 6 months dua, O Allah, balighna Ramadan. So the whole month of Rajab and Sha'ban, we say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. And I just want to, the Ummah to be ready to Ramadan before the month of Ramadan, so that we can start our competition and race in Allah's work in the month of Ramadan with no hesitation. And we have to be ready to welcome that spiritual moment of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala prescribe upon each and every insan that Mubarak month of Ramadan? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the creator, and he knows our nafs, and he knows our attitude and our need. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ya'lam, Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. I just want to respond to the SMS from our respected brother, the one who fight his bad habit. And I want to tell you that ada, that habit, that wrong habit which we have, sometimes it's there because of the environment we used to live in, maybe the way we're being brought up, and we have a habit because of shaitan. That shaitan came to the people like you and I and plant some habit or something we didn't know, till that virus of habit control us, and we got some type of bad attitude, arrogance, pride, hasad, or maybe short temper. Everyone, you got some problem. There's no one perfect. Only the perfect one is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that habit, or that bad attitude which we have, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent to us our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reduce that bad habit, or to take it off, because we did see in the Sahaba, thousands of Sahaba did change the religion. It's not only habit, it's a religion and deen, from kufr, from worshipping idols, to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the high level of iman. So what's wrong with the habit? Habit is hawa. It's called desire. Nafs, when it's leaning to do something which is against the nature of human being, or against the rules of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So now, we won't know our habit till someone tell us, oh my friend, or our sister, you are arrogant, you have a pride, you got a short temper, or you hasten to respond, you have no sabr, you got so many of that habit, which we ourselves, we don't realize it till we someone else told us. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say that al-mar'u mir'atu akhi. The Muslim is a mirror of another Muslim. That's why watawasaw bil-haqqi watawasaw bil-sabr, to enjoin and advise each other to correct ourselves. And ad-din al-nasiha. In Surah al-Asr, Allah didn't say group must advise the other group. They say you must share that advice. Today I'm talking to you on radio. Tomorrow you see me doing wrong, you have to. It's a must to correct me and to advise me. Habit is a very terrible thing, especially for those who claim that they are the people of Allah. Oh, we don't want to see a hafiz al-Quran, people complain his behavior and his attitude. We don't want to see the lady who's wearing a sharia and wearing the hijab and barda, and people complain that this lady does not follow the akhlaq of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We don't want to see the non-Muslim accuse the Muslim that they are doing a bad attitude or bad act which is not there on Deen Islam, because we know that Muslim under the spot, people are watching us, people are waiting for our mistake, especially those who are Deeni people, who those who claim that he is practicing the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why amongst the wisdom of Allah and the choice of Allah, he gave us that Shahru Ramadan. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke to the believer, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. So it's an agreement between you and Allah just to go through that training course on the month of Ramadan to change your habit, to change your attitude. My friend, he want me to write for him some ta'aweez or some, you know, as our program here is a da'wah program. We don't do with the... it's not a jinnat, my friend. It's not a jinnat. It's your attitude. The way you've been brought up. Allah make it easy. I see now my sound engineer start to laugh now. I don't know. Sheikh Usama is, we welcome him tonight. He's serving me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the message of Allah. I don't want to talk about jinn tonight, Usama. Today is we welcoming Ramadan. You know, in Radio Islam, I talk a lot. And we had a big headache regarding the jinnat and all this. Let's talk now, official academic talk, about how to change this adah. This adah, it's ugly act. It's not genetic, as the people say. It's not genetic. We picked up, we develop it because of our environment, because we take it from our parents. Ask me, I did do Islamic psychology, and we know how the nafs, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about nafses about 115 times in Quran. When we talk about nafs, we talk about that attitude. What a lovely person, hafiz al-Quran, very good, 5 times salah, but you got a short temper. And we ask him, see, sorry, Sheikh, we are like that. I'm from this side, or my tribe like that. No, it's not genetic. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave. And plenty people change. Yes, plenty people has changed. Don't say never change. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You may have taqwa. And indeed you have taqwa. Million of people has changed because of the month of Ramadan. I want to tell you something. To break the habit is a jihad. It's to stop that bad habit. Really, you are mujahid. You have that power. That we call it willpower. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us Ramadan as a tazkiyah. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها. Indeed, the winner, the person who is the one who control his nafs and put it on the level of iman. Month of Ramadan, it's a month of Ramadan. It's a picture of pain, and also is an example of how can we tell our nafs stop. Practical stop. Sometimes people hate their attitude, and many people don't like the way they talk and the way they behave, but he can't change. But in the month of Ramadan, that's called power, the power of taqwa. By force, they call it taqwa ijbariya. Breaking the habit, even the halal habit. We eat supper and lunch and breakfast. We sleep on certain time. It's halal. But in Ramadan, Allah wants to tell even those who don't have a bad attitude, you know what, don't get stuck with your halal one. Tell your habit, change in the month of Ramadan, eat in this time, and become a discipline. Have some obligation. Must follow the rules, break the habit, and that habit which you used to do it for the whole year, I want to see, are you addicted to that habit, or you can change it. The first thing they teach the people, the soldiers in the army, obligation and discipline. So you got the longest training course of the army is just to wake up on time and to walk on certain thing, to eat on certain time, it's called discipline and obligation. Our nafs is very spoiled creation of Allah in our body, and it's like a children. And Allah said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We need power. Power to say no, and power to say yes, and to power to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ramadan is really proving and exposing me and you. Many people say, no, I can't. But on Ramadan, first night of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We do stop. My respected brother who's smoking, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa, and may Allah make it easy for them to get rid of that bad habit. Sheikh, for 40 years I'm smoking, I can't, it's very difficult. And then, in the first day of Ramadan, mashallah, is a good boy. He stopped smoking one time without nasiha, without any warning, and khalas. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Yes, Allah, when He said in Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, yes, you may have power. And you did have. Taqwa comes from the word quwwa, power. And you can't justify your act and say, I can't. There's no Muslim can respond to the command of Allah and say, I can't. It's difficult. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will never put any command without knowing that you will have that power to do it. Wisahat means you got capacity, you got ability to do it. It's not overload. It is your size. Salatul Fajr is your size. Stay away from your zina is your size. Don't lie is your size. Nothing for angels. That Sharia, Allah made it for human being like me and you. It is wisaha. It means it's your size. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also in the month of Ramadan, He block the way of shaitan. Way of shaitan, it means any act done in the month of Ramadan, don't blame shaitan. No, you blame yourself, you blame the nafs. So we do believe that the month of Ramadan is to overpower your nafs. One man was asking, why we do haram on Ramadan? Some people also do mistake on Ramadan. The ulama, they got different opinion about the shaitan who's been locked. Some ulama said the entire shaitan, all big and small, locked. Another one, he said, no, the big shaitan, the major one, the small one, they are loose. Anyhow, those who said the entire shaitan and jinn locked up, so why do people do mistake on Ramadan? Because we have nafs. It's not yet finished now. Do we have another enemy in ourselves? It's called nafs. Some ulama said, no, it's not only nafs. Also still the effort of shaitan, but the effort of shaitan before the month of Ramadan. That's why I'm in a hurry today to talk about Ramadan before the month of Ramadan to give the ummah warning that this month of Sha'ban is going to decide how your Ramadan looks. When you drive the car and then you off the engine and you don't hold, you don't have a brake or whatever, the car is running without the engine which is on. The engine is off. See, why this car is running? Because of the pushing, because of that power of that engine. Shaitan in the month of Sha'ban was pushing some people, not all, to get excited with haram. And then shaitan locked up on Ramadan, but this person, his guna and his sin and the effect of shaitan still running on the body of that person. So now that one can make sense. See why some people don't get hidayah on Ramadan easily? Because it was the powerful effort of shaitan before the month of Ramadan. We know that the boys who are racing, when they are running and reach the end of their race, They touch the wall and they jump on the other side. We see the soccer players who, when you're running and you lost control, you just jump on top of that wall or that barrier there in front of you. So we have to be very careful of these few days left. We have to cultivate shaitan and control shaitan. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows that in the month of Ramadan, the means of shaitan is our stomach. Most of the sin, yeah, everyone says, my stomach, I want to eat. I want loaf of bread. So he said, okay, my friend, we'll close that subject. And then the private part. Many people say on private part, desire. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows that, and that is a million of people made mistake because of the desire of stomach or desire of private part. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, okay, you have no excuse, we'll stop the effort of stomach, the effort of desire, and want to see who you are. We need to see you plain person, who you are. In the month of Ramadan, if you really follow the command of Allah in the month of Ramadan, you will have all the husna, all the beautiful title of Allah. You have Shahrullah, the month of Allah. You have Kitab of Allah, the book of Allah. You are Abdullah, you are a certain slave of Allah. You got the pleasure of Allah. Everything there is belong to Allah. Ramadan, I don't know if the people don't invest on the month of Ramadan. When you going to invest? It's the best, the beloved month to Allah. And that month, it is the energy of the whole year. We got Laylatul Qadri, the ulama said, is the shirt of Yusuf to Yaqub. Just go there to Laylatul Qadr and you will see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's barakah on you. Maghfira, mercy, free you from the adab of Allah in Jahannam. And not only that, your dua is accepted. You are real mu'min bihaq. You are the slave of Allah. In the month of Ramadan, you are the people of Sad. The people of Sad. Sabr, Sadaqah, Sawm, Salah, Sidq. You got so many ibadah start with Sad. They call you, in the month of Ramadan, you are the person of Sad. And in the Ramadan is a proof that Allah created us not to punish us. Never. And I don't want you to think about Allah like that. Allah never created you and brought you to this dunya here just to punish you. He created you to honor you, is to let you enjoy this life and enjoy the akhirah. And Allah did not give us month of Ramadan to torture us or to punish us. That message for those young boys and girls, they say we are tired, we are writing exam, I don't know why some people... They try to, you get power. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You get power. Don't say I have no power Ramadan. It is a normal month. We work on it. Sahaba used to make jihad on it. The people are working in the desert. Very, very hot. The meaning of Ramadan is heat itself. It comes from Ramad, Ramda. The meaning of Ramadan itself is a heat. And the Sahaba when they welcome Ramadan like today, we say مَرْحَبًا بِالْمُطَهِرِ. Welcome to the cleaner, the one who purifies us. How many million of Muslim, because of Ramadan, Allah give hidayah. How many million of Muslims, because of Ramadan, they did serve the other creation of Allah, the needy. How many Muslim, Allah soften their heart and they give sadaqah, and many Muslim benefit from their sadaqah and their food. Brother, if you don't invest and make tawbah on Ramadan, so when? When will you get that nice time and very good accommodation for you to Akhirah? You know the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was climbing the minbar and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. So the Sahaba asked, what is that Ameen for? And he said, one of these Ameen, the one who witnessed the month of Ramadan and he couldn't achieve the barakah of this month of Ramadan. The first thing you get it in the first 10 days of Ramadan is rahmah. You stop from haram, that is a miracle. No, how many people Allah give hidayah in Ramadan and got the scarf and they stop. Make sabr about the haram. The second 10 days of Ramadan is called maghfirah. Maghfirah means we have to wash you, we call it rehabilitation. Welcome back to the road of Allah. You are joining the road of Allah. And the last 10 days called itq. What is itq? To free yourself from the adab of Allah. And now you got a new status. You are no more like that one before Ramadan. You have degree. Yusbiru, wasabiru, warabitu. In the month of Ramadan, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala open. Exaggerating on open. Say futihat. The abwabul jannah. They say open, the door of Jannah is open. trust me, everyone in the month of Ramadan, he gets some barakah to enter Jannah. And then in the month of Ramadan, ghulliqat, locked, shuttered, closed the door of Jahannam. Impossible for the man who fasts the month of Ramadan to enter the fire of Jahannam. It's locked, my friend. It's not only locked, ghulliqat, I don't know an exaggeration in English. You know, I say, futtihat, open widely, and ghulliqat, locked and shuttered carefully and perfectly. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in the month of Ramadan, we are the awliya of Allah, because we did worship Allah and make something, the Sufi call it muraqabah. You worship Allah as you see Him. In the month of Ramadan, that is we supposed to be. That is a pictures and small picture of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the ages. You are in the month of Ramadan, you are imitating the Salihin, the Sahaba, the companion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he said, "As-sawmu junnah," fasting is protection, prevention. Yes, as you know how many Allah Tabarak wa Taala protected in the month of Ramadan. They die even before the month of Ramadan by the niyat, give them the ajr of Ramadan. As-sawmu junnah, prevention. That's why we're talking now about those who involve on bad habit. Please come and make niyat now. Maybe you die before the month of Ramadan, so you will get the ajr of Ramadan. Don't wait till the first night of Ramadan and you give up or to make tawbah. Brother and sister in Islam, in the month of Ramadan, you are the wali of Allah. Your dua is accepted. One dua on sahri, one dua on iftar. So you must prepare for every day different dua. And now we have a few days left for Ramadan. You must get kitab, book there for dua. You must learn. For every day you must prepare 60 dua. Different dua. One you do it on iftar, one you do it in the sahri time. So you will have the dua accepted for sahri and iftar. In the month of Ramadan is barakah. Really barakah. In everything. Salah you get how many rewards. Taraweeh you get how many rewards. Salah in Ramadan, the people calculated 3 million salah. Because every Farid in Ramadan is doubled. Quran, if you finish one para only, you will get million reward. Times 30 para, look at this. Sadaqah, when you do nafil and you give sadaqah, is like you're giving farad. And you write, you do farad, you read farad, you get 70 farad. The first night of Ramadan, Allah look at the people. If Allah look at you, He will never punish you, ever. Last night of Ramadan is equal to Laylatul Qadr. Malaika making istighfar for you every night of Ramadan. All the malaika, and the malaika, the istighfar is accepted. If you read Salatul Taraweeh, you become from Ahlil Ihsan. Innahum kanu qabla thalika muhsinin. The people of piety. You fast the month of Ramadan, you write yourself among Sabirun. What is Sabirun? Nama yuffa Sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. You will get the reward with no counting, because we did fast with no counting how many times of sabr we have. In the month of Ramadan, I have to remind my listener, but I know you're gonna. I received one SMS already here. But my friend, when we talk about those people of Jadu, the people of Jinnat, we don't believe that the real Muslim can go for fortune teller or the people of Jadu or the people of those who try to take the people away from the road of Allah. And they make tawakkul on something. That man who does black magic, if he's really a real Jadu person, whatever, ask him to work on Ramadan. Just ask him like this, how are you, my friend, now? Can you help me? And they say, no, inshallah, after Ramadan we'll meet. We close. See, why you close? inshallah after Ramadan. Why are you not opening now? No, after Ramadan. Why? You just force him to answer. He says, it's very difficult to work Ramadan because my boss is not here. The manager, the one I used to help him. And he helped me. And وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَحَقًا. He say, my shaitan is chased away. He's not here. So look at these people here. They don't do it. That's the first barakah we get. So no one can try to do that, what you call that black magic. Umrah in Ramadan, it will be equal to the Hajj of Rasulullah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You got so many a'mal in Ramadan. You fast in the month of Ramadan. In the daytime, you free a slave. It's like you're freeing a slave. So imagine, every day, you free slave. Every night, you free slave. So, how many slaves you freed now? 60. 60 slaves in 30 days. In the month of Ramadan, million and a billion and a half Muslim making dua. Ya Allah. Look at the all Muslim population. Everyone makes 60 dua different. 60 dua, definitely the Eastern thing will come. That's why we said, brother, learn. Now you got few days left. Learn and keep the kitab of dua, because it's really will help. It will help not only you, will help the ummah of Islam. Brother, sister, if you just make wudu at home and you walk to the masjid, you get one hajj, reward of hajj. Laylatul Qadr, 12 hours. Laylatul Qadr is the 12 hours only at night. It's 83 years. 83 years. So you know how many Laylatul Qadr we witness, and why don't we try to investigate and find when is Laylatul Qadr, and we make i'tikaf to capture Laylatul Qadr. To break fast of a person and to give sihri to the person, even if that person is your own son or your own husband, Allah reward you that you're breaking a fast of some Muslim. You know, our mothers, they feel bad because they are making food and preparing iftar and say, I don't make ibadah. So you know what? Preparing iftar, you are feeding the Muslim. You imagine that break fast of a Muslim a day. So you see now, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will grant you a reward of that person and you. So you'll find, imagine you break fast for three people. Stopping the habit in the month of Ramadan, you are mujahid. You are mujahid. So brother and sister in Islam, what should we do now for that few days left now? Number one, you must check yourself and say, I have willpower. You have to determine. And you force yourself, I want to change. I must change. And then, you have to understand what is your habit. You must be neutral and fair and check and see what is my habit, and I have to work on it. Insist to change yourself. Have that obligation and have that knowledge of Ramadan and the ta'leem of Ramadan. And then, try to have, they call it productive fasting. What is productive fasting? Try to make ibadatul manafi'. Don't spend Ramadan as sleeping, and you say, I'm just sleeping. Keep looking after miskin, needy. Encourage people to feed the needy. Look after the widow, yatim. Try to change your attitude. Allah reward you. Reconcile between two people. Try to gain halal. And don't forget that don't have that boredom. In the month of Ramadan. That boredom is terrible thing. Someone feel hungry or lazy or very bored of Salatul Taraweeh or is tired of Salatul Quran. Once you have that feeling, you must know that you desperately need the month of Ramadan because you have that nafsiyah. Hold your gaze. Don't waste. Hold your tongue. Try to work normal in the month of Ramadan. Try to control the effort of your stomach. Don't be amongst those people who entertain themselves in the month of Ramadan without entertaining himself in ibadah. Learn about the masail on the month of Ramadan. Don't fast. They call it jahil fasting. What is jahil fasting? You just make mistake and then you ask after that. Try to learn the rules of fasting before the month of Ramadan. You have to stop and cut all the means of haram. Especially our younger brothers and sisters who got cell phone and all that thing. Please, for the sake of Allah, that internet or Facebook or that, I don't know, all that thing there. They call it the cancer of reward. Whatever you do it good, that thing takes it away. Insist and try to gain the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called the preparation of the month of Ramadan, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can, He will love you. Definitely He will love you. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you know, we know that He's almighty, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the king of the world, and He's master of the day of judgment. But don't forget that Allah's name is not that frightened name like the way they taught us. We got so many names. Amongst the 99 names of Allah is a lovely names. They call it Asma Allah al-Husna. And some names is not there on the 99 names. It's somewhere else in the hadith. One name of Allah is Al-Hannan. What is Al-Hannan? Hannan is called that yearning or that sound of love. They call it the sound of Bijan. The Arabs, they call it Hannan. What is Hannan? The Bijan mess each other. So when the two Bijan are just staying together, and then one walk just 1 meter, and they start to make that sound and crying for one another. See, what is that? You say, no, I miss you. I miss you for half a meter. Yes, I miss you. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the most high example. And He named Himself Al-Hannan. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Once you believe that Allah is Hannan, that one reminds us about one incident, that one in the day of Qiyamah, he's suffering in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He want to take him out of Jahannam. And then He said to the angel, take him out. He said, no, this man has no good deed at all. But he used to say, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. So Allah asked the angel, go and ask him, what you mean by Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan? He said, Allah, Ya Hannan. He said, Akhriju, take him out from Jahannam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is waiting for you to the compassionate, the all kind, and then compassionate means waiting for you to come. And the ulama describe it as the mother. Mother sometimes got some dispute with the children, and mother just waiting for any excuse to reconcile and call the child. Just one, the child just passed in front of her, who sat next to her, and that mother got that longing feeling, the yearning, the tears in the heart. When the person stay away from Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala calling him with that yearning, with that sound, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, amma yasifoon. We got that one in our life, when your children are a traveler, someone in jail, some two lovers, they don't talk to one another. The meaning of Yahya is Hannan. So, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Hannan. And amongst the Hannan and the compassion of the month, for Allah is a month of Ramadan. Allah is Rahim. What is Rahim? You see, you people call it most merciful. Rahim, it means feeling sorry for the disabled. And all of us, we are disabled. Really, we have no power. All of us, we did not fulfill the right of Allah. So amongst the mercy of Allah, He gave us month of Ramadan. Because, you know, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala described the relationship between husband and wife, and He said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. He created between the two couples mercy and love. And you know, when we see the disabled person in the street, all of us, we feel sorry, try to help. Children are disabled. Any child fail or any child cry, how many people jump to pick him up? Poor people, also disabled, the miskin, the needy. So all of us, we're running to help. The people of Musiba is also disabled. When you have janaza, sickness, he's disabled. It's not normal. You need a lot of support. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Ana inda al-munkasirati qulubuhum. And they are those who got a broken heart. Calamity and disability is very hard. Amongst the name of Allah is Ra'uf. Ra'fah. What is Ra'fah here? He forbade you because he loves you. Allah is the most high example. Your child want to play with something, so you just take it from him. Not because you want to torture him and let him suffer. Because you know that this knife, or this fire, or that electricity cable will hurt him. So sometimes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala deprive you and keep you away from something because he's feeling sorry for you. Don't want to give you so much money like this. Don't want to give you that because you will hurt yourself. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forbid us from so many things because he knows that how painful is the fire for his beloved one, the believer, the Muslimin. So he forbid, and keep you away from that to benefit you. And Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri used to say, وَمِنَ الْعِصْمَةِ أَلَّا تَجِدْ. From amongst the protection of Allah, as a favor of Allah, that you don't get that thing. Many people say, oh, if I have money, oh, if I have a car, if I have this, you say, sabr, sabr, because you are running for your musiba. Wait, because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows whom he give and whom he does not give for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Amongst the name of Allah, brother and sister in Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it's called al-muhib, the lover. When we talk about love, you know how many people rob us by this word, love, love, love. And many people claim and they assume that they love us and then they rob us and run away. And then they say the children, the teenagers love. It's not real love. Last week I went to see some couples. I don't know, I have to mention that on radio or not. Then I went to the young boys, the boy and girl, still there in 7 months married. And I see them, you look at each other, you don't want to talk. You say, Khair, inshallah, yes, my friend. You say, Sheikh, you got ta'awiz. We have jinnat here in the house. You say, why? Say, we don't understand each other. We fight a lot. Say, what's wrong? Say, I don't know. My wife is not neat. My wife is not clean. I say, what's wrong? He said, I put my jacket on the bed. And then the lady left the jacket 2 hours on the bed. She didn't take that jacket and put it in the cupboard. I say, Ya Allah. Is that the problem, my friend? He said, yes, I don't want to live like that. Where's the children, my son? Why? You say, no, we suspend that one. We don't have that. We must know each other first. You after nikah, you put your wife on the test. You have niyat of talaq. And everyone feels that he's been oppressed. And the girl gives funny stories. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. My friend, if you love this girl, you will accept the jacket on your bed and the shoes also on your bed. What about the children when they jump on top of our clothes and they play and eat and mess in the house here? My friend, you are not on honeymoon. Come and face the reality of life. Lover can take all the nonsense of his beloved one. Inna al-muhibba liman yuhibbu muti'u. Whom we love, we don't demand like that. Try to create the means of love. Amongst the favor of Allah that he's loving us. Allah is al-muhib. Love you because maybe one quality you have, one good attitude you have. So brother and sister in Islam, if you have even one good behavior, please don't mess it. Because once that behavior go away, the love of Allah will go away. Inna Allah yuhibbul wat. Allah loves those who are doing something. Not love you as is. You must do a little bit of act here. Amongst the name of Allah, in the month of Ramadan, it's very active and very, we touch it in our life. It's called Al-Wadud. What is Al-Wadud? Wadud, the one who conceals the faulty, the cover the faulty, the one who doesn't count the mistake. Our mothers are Wadud. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tazawwaju Al-Wadud, Al-Walud. Marry the girl, the woman, who's Wadud. What is Wadud? Don't count the mistake. Yeah, she forgot and she forgive and forget. Our problem is that we forgive but we don't forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered you faulty, love you, and he never count your mistake. Will never blame you in the day of Qiyamah, and as long he forgive you in dunya, finish. And وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And Allah forgive a lot. When we say a lot, is not like my a lot and your a lot. Allah says a lot. So it's not a billion or trillion, I don't know how many. So our mother is wadud. Just ask your mommy, did I trouble you when I was young? She said, yes, oh, it's too much. How many? Oh, I can't count, it's too many, my friend. And khalas, mother don't make story about it. And what a lovely wife and husband who's wadud. Wadud, it means they don't count. They don't count the mistake. Amongst the name of Allah, we have to ask him on Ramadan, it's called Shafiq. Shafiq, we got the name of human being Shafiq, we got two names of Allah. One is called Asma'ul Jamal, and one is called Asma'ul Jalal. So, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Jabbar, Al-Muntaqim, Al-Aziz. That one, yeah, we don't name ourselves with that one. But Asma'ul Jamal, you can. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said about Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bil-Mu'mineena Ra'oofur Rahim. Allah named Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam these two names, Ra'oof and Rahim. So what is Shafiq? Repeating the advice for the sake of stopping that sin several times because of love. Shafiq, it means like I always, when you go to madrasa and Darul Uloom and we try to give nasiha day, we tell the brother, you mustn't get tired of your mom and dad's advice, because the children telling us, Sheikh, my mother is repeating the same CD every day. And she's repeating the whole bayan every day. Study, study, study. Oh, be clean. Salah, salah, salah. I'm sick and tired because this lady don't say it once or twice. Keep repeating. I say, no problem, my son. Is this lady Shafiqah? What is Shafiqah? Repeating the maw'idah in Quran. How many times Allah repeat the ayat? فَبِأَيَّا لَا إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَ. You feel bored of that. You know how many times came here on the surah? How many times Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeat the dua, same dua? My friend is repeating because he doesn't want you to do it. So, you can't feel tired because your parents are repeating, or your husband is repeating, or your boss, or your manager repeating. That is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Rahim. And is Shafiq, Ra'uf, Muhib, Wadud, Shafiq. So by these names here, when you ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and you believe on these names, you will gain the barak double of Ramadan. And you will gain the love of Allah. So how you know that that Allah loves you? Because I don't know, we don't have a sensor, we don't have a response. We know we got. How do you know that Allah loves you? Yeah, number one, you wake up in the morning, you're Muslim. That is a ni'mah day. Ni'mah. Another thing, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protected you from dunya and he put you in this calamity and this hardship as you protect your son, the sick son, from the food and drink. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala placed in the heart of the Muslim something is called accepting taqdeer. What unfortunate person, Muslim, the one who don't want to accept the taqdeer of Allah, rida, acceptance of Allah. Amongst the love of Allah, that he give you good behavior, the good manner and good attitude. Wallahi, what a lucky person, the one who got akhlaq. Man zada alayka fil khuluq, zada alayka fil deen. Whosoever get more akhlaq than you, he got more deen than you. Yes, innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent to complete and perfect the honorable attitude and manner. If you have a good attitude and manner, you are fasting. Amongst the love of Allah that you still the follower of Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you practice his sunnah, you are a fortunate person. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And I think if I give the tafsir of this ayah tonight, oh, the boys are going to get a chance and advantage on that. Because this is the most hopeful verses in the Quran al-Kareem. A lot of glad tidings on this ayah. It means, inshallah, me and you, we will be saved. Because following Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will gain the love of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Once you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you guarantee the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you guarantee that the love of Allah, you think the lover going to punish his beloved one? Never. If you love someone, will you torture him and punish him? Never. Once Allah love you, Malakul Maut can't deal roughly with you. Malaika of Jahannam, Malaika of Hisab, you become special. You become khas, very special to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Amongst the sign of love of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you qubul, acceptance. Acceptance, it means you have so many lovers and friends for the sake of Allah. With no worldly things. You just find the people love you like that. Sometimes we don't know their names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe Isa alayhi salam and Nabi Yahya alayhi salam wajihan fi dunya. So wajihan, it means he got a charisma of khair. And that is a glad tiding for the believer. Amongst the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah save you from fitna. Yes, many Muslims, they never go through many fitna. We got small fitna, but not big one. And the biggest fitna, brother and sister in Islam, fitna on deen. The person who does not have yaqeen on Allah, or the one who changed his belief about Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to protect our deen. Amongst the sign of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when He loves you, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا غَسَّلَهُ وَعَسَّلَهُ. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala love a person, He will make him clean, or He will make him put some honey on him, sweeten him, make him sweet. You find that person end his life with a wonderful ibadah, will be counted amongst the salihin and shuhada and siddiqin. And wallahi, we did see that in our life. A person was gangsters, the person was very far from Allah. And what a happy end he got. One umrah and one hajj. Oh, some small problem changed his life to the opposite. And look at his face and see, is this one here the same person? Subhanallah. You see, yes. Assalahu, Allah put some honey there and sweet on him. Make some good a'mal and he die with it. And we did see, we go for Jum'ah and we meet people there, and they say, Sheikh, you don't know me. We say, no, you know who I was. I was like this, I was like that. You say, Allah. We go to the Johannesburg brazen here for da'wah. And I go inside there and you see there the brazener. Before, for the first time, I was scared. When I go there inside, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That is a miracle of Islam. People got taqwa. People ask question about akhirah. They know Allah properly. Amongst the favor of Allah, that the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that He made so many ways to make tawbah. Yes, tawbah. And inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. Allah loves those who repent. We have 5 times salah tawbah. We have jum'ah tawbah. We have chance for tawbah anytime. Anytime we have the soul, if Allah doesn't love us, He will deal with us as the Israelites, the Bani Israel. The uqtulu anfusakum, kill yourself, I'll forgive you. Oh, that is a heavy price. I must kill myself to go to Jannah. No, I won't kill. But look at this, our tawbah is not to kill yourself. Save yourself, I'll love you. Amongst the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala write you amongst the people of favor to others. And don't tell me I'm not the person of favor. You serving your husband every day or your wife is a favor. You helping your children or you bringing up your children is a favor. You look after your deen is favor. You eat halal is favor. So I think all of us, we are the people of favor. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated on the hadith, he said on the hadith, that one person in Jahannam remained there, and the angel said, Ya Allah, he has no good deeds. He said, no, akhriju, take him out from Jahannam. They ask why? Innahu kana yarhamu ahla. He used to have mercy to his family. Wallahi, all of us, we love and have mercy to our children, our parents, and we are the people of love. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the people of benefit, people of khidmah. Never ever stop your husband from favoring the other. Because I know the shaitan also is very clever. When we do the favor to the person don't appreciate. So shaitan come to us and say, you know what, this person never thank you. He never appreciate. Stop doing the favor. No, that Allah and His Rasul never say like that, stop. We'll do it, because the one who appreciate is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We don't need the person to appreciate and to thank and to be grateful. Ummatul Islam, man kana fi hajati akhih, whosoever under the surface of his brother, kana Allahu fi hajati. Allah will be under your surface. And the greatest favor we do in our life, when you call people to the road of Allah, da'wah, tabligh, just pass one eye. Don't worry about the result. Don't worry about the reaction. Inshallah, we wish that everyone become a Muslim. But let us do da'wah to Allah. Let us reconcile with the people before we reconcile with Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, unfortunately my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Shukran jazeera. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.